الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day a child is born, every human being inevitably is engaged in a conflict, in a battle. However, this is one conflict and battle that Allah has already predetermined. It is Allah's sunnat. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا And Allah never digresses or deviates from His sunnat. This is one battle or conflict which Allah has already predetermined that no human being will be successful. The conflict, unfortunately, ironically, such is the embellishment, such is the attraction of this dunya, of its relentless backdoor chasing behind it, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala infers, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah says, we have beautified this world, we have made it attractive. Very, very easily you can get caught up in the glitter and glamour of this world. One side, Allah is saying, on the other side, Shaitan mal'oon, he took an oath with Allah. رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَسَمْ an oath لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ I will beautify this world for them. I will make it very, very attractive. Few years ago, there was one of our kabirin, elders of Somalia, Sheikh Ismail. Allah give him long life. In our Johannesburg Ishtima, he made an ajeeb reflection. He said, such is the glitter and glamour of this dunya that one feels that perhaps it has made jadu, sihr, he used this word sihr, black magic on us. To such an extent that, as I mentioned, unfortunately, majority of us ironically are in denial. Denial about what? Many of us will be wondering. What conflict, what battle, what are we in denial about? We are in denial about the fact that the life in this world is temporary. That mort and death is an absolute certainty and reality. Such a reality that ulama ikram give the analogy, they say, whatever you have amassed, whatever you have gathered in this world, whatever your ambitions, whatever your goals, whatever your desires, whatever plans you have made for the future, like people keep aside a nest egg, people make investments for the future, whatever you have done of this world, when compared to death and when faced with the reality of death, it is like multiplying something with zero. Million multiplied by zero is zero. A billion multiplied by zero is zero. Living eternally is only one Allah. يُمِيتُ الْخَلَائِقُ وَلَا يَمُوتُ Allah will destroy everything in existence, only Allah will remain. And the only absolute and true reality of this life, in this world, my respected brothers, is Allah. If Allah has become the goal, if Allah has become the objective, if our life is revolving around attaining the pleasure and love and ta'alluq of Allah, then there is meaning to this life. Otherwise, generally we find poets. Poets normally talk nonsense. I am not saying it, Quran says it. وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاهُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. If a woman is beautiful and a poet wants to describe her beauty, he will use such exaggerated speech and examples that one will wonder, is it even possible for such a woman to exist? Poetic language generally is exaggeration, it is lies, it is deception. From that class which normally lies and deceives, look at the hikmat and wisdom of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi, referring to this group of people, he says, Astaqu qail. The most truthful expression any poet uttered was the expression of Labid. He was a poet of the days of Jahiliyyah. He accepted Islam. What was it that was so poignant? What was it that was so truthful that he uttered? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ala kullu shay'in ma khala Allah batilu. وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَ تَزَائِلُ. That listen, know, understand, hearken, put up your ears. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ Everything, مَا خَلَى اللَّهِ Besides Allah, take Allah out of the equation. Batil, it is meaningless. It has no value, there is no essence in it. وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَ تَزَائِلُ And every ni'mat and bounty and attraction and glitter and glamour of this world, زَائِل will come to an end. We are engaged in a conflict against time, and unfortunately majority of us either are oblivious of it or we are in denial with regards to it. This tick, 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 tick of this clock, this incessant motion day following night. How many places in the Quran Allah has taken qasam on aspects of time? Wal fajr, by the oath of the dawn. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ By the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرْ By the oath of the night as it follows the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى By the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى By the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصْرِ By the oath of time itself. Not only time, aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths Allah is taking. Why? To conscientize you and I. To wake us up to the reality, to make us alive to the reality that not only is gold and silver and diamonds and investments valuable, not only is rands and dollars valuable, but more valuable than that is time. Your gold, your silver, your jewelry, you can find a bank vault, you can find a safety deposit box. Excess cash you want to hide from the receiver, you can put it underneath the mattress also. A job you lose, you'll get another job tomorrow. Investment goes off, you'll find another investment. But time is that mata. Time is that amanat. Time is that precious possession. Time is that gift which Allah has given us. That, my respected brothers, no force, no science, no technology, no system in this world is going to bring it back. One athar, it is mentioned every day, the day calls out, Inni khalqun jadeed. Inni khalqun jadeed. I am a new day, a new creation of Allah. Wa ana fi ma ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. And know and understand that my existence is not meaningless. Allah has not erected the skies without a pillar. He's not stretched out this earth without a bulldozer. not place the mountains as pegs and stability on this earth without any construction work, not set up this complex system of this atmosphere and environment without a purpose and objective. أَفَخَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Allah says, do you think this is all without purpose, without meaning? That you can just while away the time in this world? Today till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, where is the ummah? In front of that haram shaitan box. In front of that instrument of zina. Where are our youth? Either themselves chasing a piece of pigskin or looking at others doing it. Hundreds of thousands spent. Where are you going? I'm going overseas for some tournament. By kya karre? What are you doing? These frivolous activities, what are you doing? Bilkul sukoon ke saad, with absolute ease. What does he say? Main waqt ko guzar raha hu. Waqt ko guzar, I'm passing away the time as if that time has no value. As if you're going to get it back. Time is an ajeeb makhluk of Allah. Time defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, car goes forward. Sit in a boat, the boat goes forward. Aeroplane goes forward. Anything. You apply energy, it moves forward. My respected brothers, we need to wake up to the reality and understanding that time is not going forward. Time is receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Someone loses 100,000 and he has a party. Invites everybody. People ask, what are you celebrating? He says, I lost 100,000. What will you tell him? Have you lost your marbles? You lost something and you're celebrating. We are losing time. This incessant, inexorable motion of day following night, night following day. How many places in the Quran? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ day night great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu he calls our attention to this afala tarun ila al-layli wan nahar yubliyani kull jadid wa yuqarribani kull ba'id wa ya'tiyani bi kull maw'ud will you not observe this incessant inexorable unstoppable motion of time day is following night night is following day and what is happening like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the sunlight. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our lives are slipping away. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Will you not take ibrat and lesson of the movement of day and night? What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ Every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ Every distant thing. It seems only yesterday the child was born. The parents were envisaging in their mind's eye, in the so-called distant future, the day my son will graduate, or my daughter will get married, or I'll hold my grandchildren in my hands, or the day I can hand the key of my business over to my offspring. Dunya ke bewafai, the disloyalty of this world, how often it is. How often it is that we observe that same father who had such plans and aspirations for his offspring, today that elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back. Is this not the reality of this world? Are we not every one of us on a journey? Is not the time receding? Like Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum. Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum. He says, Mort and death has caught you by its forelocks, by your forelocks. And this life, this world, وَالدُّنْيَا تُطْوَى مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ And this world is being wrapped up behind you. And yet still you celebrate, like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَاعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فإنما الربح والخسران في العمل نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتضي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. He says, Pagal, foolish insan, you are still celebrating the passage of time. New year you celebrate, birthday you celebrate, anniversary you celebrate. The hallmarks and milestones which map out for you the progress of life in this world, you are celebrating. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Little do you realize that every passing day is taking you closer to your mort and to that qabr. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So he says, wake up. Populate this time. Make it valuable. ایک وقت گزارنا ایک وقت بنانا. One is to while the time, the other is to make the time. How is the time made? Not when you get up in the morning and open that screen and see how many zeros in your bank balance. That is not profit and loss. That is not the maximum potential of this time. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Loss and profit is not the size of your bank balance or the car you are driving or the type of clothing you are wearing or the standard of your lifestyle. Loss and profit is the amal that you are doing. Whether in that qabr salah will stand at your head and sadaqah on your side and fasting at your feet and whether the Quran will be your companion in that qabr, that is your profit and loss. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. He says, instead of realizing this, what do? Every birthday you want to celebrate. I remember a few years ago, I went to one relative's house. He had just returned from a party. So I said, whose party? He says, someone's birthday party. How old was the person? He says, 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimullah, I saw one person, kamata alaykum in umrik. He said, my brother, how old are you? Person responded and said, I'm 60 years, sitina sana. He says, mundu sitina sana tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. He says, for the last 60 years you are on a journey. You are on a train of life. You don't think the time for you to reach your destination has come near? You don't think it is time to start preparing? 60 years of age and still celebrating, one wonders, how are you going to fit 60 candles on the cake? And then with the type of activities people get up to nowadays, the respiratory system of a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow out the 60 candles, whether he'll get blown out first, or the candles will get blown out before that, that also is doubtful. And yet still we are celebrating. Muharram has come. A new year has come. Many of us will be wondering, it's not December. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the lunar calendar. Let us not be like the people of Batil, for whom these alarm bells are falling on deaf ears. Let us not be like the people of Batil who take these hallmarks and milestones of the passage of time to be a cause of celebration. We are an ummah of ibrat. We are an ummah that has a deep and a rich heritage. Our Muharram is a reminder of what? Of qurbani and sacrifice. Our Muharram is a reminder of the legacy and dastan by which of qurbani and sacrifice and giving one's life in the way of Allah, by which this deen reached us. Occasion of Jummah is too limited to go into details. Such a rich heritage Allah has given us. But one example, take the trouble, my respected brothers. When you are walking out of the masjid and you look at the Islamic date, 1st of Muharram, 10th of Muharram, 11th of Muharram, last year was 1439, this is 1440, and then after that is what? A-H. A-H. Ask the little child, what is A-H? He'll tell you, after Hijrah. What does this mean? What is Hijrat? What is Hijrat and what is the significance that the entire calendar of the Summat revolves around Hijrat? Gar chorna, biwi bacha chorna, mahbubat, marghubat chorna Allah ke liye. To give up your home, to give up your wife and children, to give up your near and your beloved for the sake of Allah, which is what Sahaba did. In the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this question was put forward to Sahaba, that Islam is spread far and wide. The need was felt for a calendar. What was the pivotal turning point of the heritage of Islam and the history of Islam by which should be acknowledged till Qiyamah, that on this, the calendar of this Ummah started? Sahaba started giving opinions. Many opinions were given. Basically, majority revolved around three things. One was Miladun Nabi, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was Fateh Badr, the conquest of Badr. One was Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Lot of other opinions, but generally these three were majority. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu turned to Ali, who had been silent radiallahu anhu up to that point. Ali, what is your opinion? What was the turning point? What is that pivotal aspect of history which should be revisited every year and every day by the Ummah till Qiyamah? The response of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Hijrat. Hijrat, ayyul imani afdal. Ayyul imani afdal. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the pinnacle of iman? What is the height of iman? Al hijra. My Nabi said, Hijrat. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah's kamal-e taalluq, Allah's kamal-e qurb, true taalluq with Allah, true connection with Allah will never be acquired. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you will not spend and sacrifice in the way of Allah that which is beloved to you. This is an ummat of hijrat. Today we hear this 40 days, 4 months, we're wondering where it's coming from. This 3 days is leaving and going out in the path of Allah, where it is coming from. This is the ummat of Khatamun Nabiyyin, no other Nabi came has to come after him. So the requirement of this was this ummat had to be an ummat of hijrat. So that this deen could reach the four corners of the world. Like I said, time is limited, I will terminate on one incident which formed the foundation of hijrat. Come as come, at least in Muharram, let us revisit this, remind ourselves of this. It was a small group of 72 people, 70 men, 2 women, Umm Mani and Umm Ammara radiallahu anhu majma'in. Late one night in Mina, an oath of allegiance is being taken at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will form, which will open up the road for hijrat. Abbas bin Nadla radiallahu anhu stands up and addresses this band, this small group. And he says, Hal, ya mashar al khazraj, hal tadruna ala ma tubayuna hadha rajul, tubayunahu ala harb al akhmari wal aswadi min al nas, fa in kuntum tarun, annakum, idha unhikat amwalukum musiba, wa ashrafukum qatla, aslamtumu fa min al an, fa wallahi khizyu dunya wal akhira. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ وَافُونَ بِمَا دَعَوْتُمُوا إِلَيْهِ عَلَى نَهْكَةِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَقَتْلِ الْأَشْرَافِ فَخُذُوهُ فَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allahu Akbar, he says to the people of Medina, the small group of 72, imagine, late one night, what weapon, what army did they have? He says to them, I want to warn you. I want to make you alive to the reality of what you are about to do. When you place your hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not just taking oath of allegiance. What are you actually doing? تُبَايِعُونَهُ عَلَى حَرْبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. You are declaring war with the entire Arab world. And with the entire non-Arab world. The Persians, the Romans, the entire Arab world. The whole world will become your enemy. The whole world is going to turn upon you. And this is not a likelihood or a possibility, this is an absolute certainty. As a result of that, your men will be slaughtered, your women will be made widows, your children will be made orphans, you will become poor, and the streets of Medina will flow with your blood. The whole world is going to make war against you when you place your hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Abul Haysam bin Tihan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dana anka ya Abbas. Abbas, stop what you are doing. Stop trying to dissuade us. Ya Rasulullah, if what he says is going to happen, happens, what will Allah give us? My Nabi says, Allah will give you Jannat. Allah will give you Jannat. One point of hesitation they had. What was that? He turns to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, whatever Abbas says will happen, happens. Then, you are Allah's Nabi. You are Allah's beloved. Haqq is with you. Allah's help will come. ثُمَّ أَظْهَرَكَ اللَّهُ. And then Allah's help comes. Islam spreads. Makkah comes back to you. At that time, Ya Rasulullah, will you leave us and go back to Makkah? فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. My Nabi smiled. And he said, بَلِ الدَّمْ الدَّمْ وَالْهَدَمْ الْهَدَمْ أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي. میرا جینا تمہارے ساتھ ہے اور میرا مرنا تمہارے ساتھ ہے. لَوْ سَلَكَتِ النَّاسُ وَادِيَا وَسَلَكَتِ الْأَنصَارُ وَادِيَا لَسَلَكْتُ وَادِيَ الْأَنصَارِ. He said, the whole world goes on one road and my Ansar of Medina go on another road. I will go on the road of the Ansar. My living is with you and my dying is with you. One by one, they took hijrat. They took an oath of allegiance on this basis. The road to hijrat was open. And each year this ummah has to revisit this reality. That ye ummah ghar ke andar baith kar dunya ke tamasha karne ke liye nahi aaye. We haven't come to sit at home. This is an ummah of movement. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. That majma which took deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the plains of Mina and Arafat, 90% of their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. They went to the four corners of the world so that today you and I are reciters of Kalima. So that each year in Muharram we are reminded about this. One hand, that the clock of our life is ticking. And more importantly, we have to ask this question between ourselves and Allah, that Ya Allah, tomorrow when that inevitable mort comes, do I want to die a doctor? Do I want to die a lawyer? Do I want to die an engineer? Or with who should the nisbat of my maut be? Do I want to be raised in the Jamaat of Sahaba? Do I want to be raised with those who sacrifice for your deen? This is the poignant question that each and every one of us, with the passage of time, has to revisit. And to remind us of this, my respected brothers, all of us will probably already be aware, inshallah, our ijtima is starting tomorrow in Pietermaritzburg. Every one of us, we should try and attend, and we should encourage others to attend also. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.